Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's a woohoo weekend in the OC, and we've got the play-by-play right here at AfterBuzz TV. It's The Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 11, Episode 9, Woohoo Weekend, coming at you now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the OC Housewives After Show. We're here tonight to talk about the episode, but first...
First we dance!
Yeah, a little music.
Sorry, I forgot there was even a show going on. Yes.
The VMAs have nothing on ABTV. Let's talk about tonight's episode. I'm your host, Grant Rutter. You can find me on Twitter at grants_rants. And where can we find you guys?
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina. You can find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And you guys can always hit me up at Christy Reports. I'd love it if you would.
And we'll give a shout out to Blake, who couldn't be here tonight. She's a work-related obligation.
We miss you, Blake.
Yes, we wish you were here.
She is a hardworking lady, that one.
She is, yes. So the ladies of the OC kind of fled. They went different places this episode. We saw different things. Start off with Shannon and David preparing to go to Mexico. We heard a lot about, this is my second honeymoon. The marriage is working out. I'm remarried. Shannon Bador's happy. Like, we're good. This is another episode for her. Yes.
She's really selling it.
Yeah. So what else do we want to say? Why don't we cover Shannon first? And she was kind of separated from the drama and the ladies.
Yeah.
So we can kind of share our impressions and any thoughts we should have surrounding them.
I was most surprised by the fact that after all that wedding vow renewal hoopla that Bravo no doubt helped put together and pay for, that they wouldn't send one producer with a camera to Mexico to get some shots of these two on the beach. Like, come on!
That was pretty interesting. I'm still so happy for Shannon. You know, she's been through so much, and, you know, to see her come full circle, I'm really happy for her. So
yeah.
Plus, it looked like they were having a good time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that would be the day anyone would see me naked going in out of any tub.
Yeah, that was
I didn't even do that in my own house.
But what if there was guacamole involved?
You
then it's
that.
Okay,
yeah.
Right?
Then again, I'll do anything to probably get on one of these shows, so...
Yeah.
Not really. I'm not that thirsty.
In a few years, we'll be playing this clip back to you. Like, remember what you said, Grant?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not one of those people that, like, likes to live in the nude. You know what I mean? Like, some people just are very comfortable. Like, they don't think anything of it. Like, I don't know. I'm a classy man.
And we wouldn't expect anything
Thank
less.
You. What can I say? I'd rather have a really nice, expensive bathing suit on. Anyway.
I love it.
Anyway, Megan is also planning. Well, she's planning to leave. She's going to Palm Desert, correct?
Yes.
Where Vicky's going to have her house. And she's basically spending the first scene trying to convince us that her husband would love to have a renewal ceremony for them. He didn't seem too into it, but apparently, if you listen to her... He's, like, ready to set one up tomorrow.
I wasn't really buying it, but, you know, she's going through what she's going through, and I'm also happy for her as well.
It always feels like they're trying to just give us very little of Megan and Jim together.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, is that because their real dynamic is okay, and they're trying to create this sort of awkward image of them? Or is it because they just really are never together? Like, they probably just have very little footage of Jim and Megan having a conversation after a party or a dinner or whatever to use.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this is just what we got, which was a bit fillery, but we got to see them together at some point.
Maybe they had some sort of agreement because he travels so much. And he's like, look, if I'm going to be here with my wife, like, I need some time without the cameras
here. That could be.
Yeah. I'm glad that she went to Vicky's party, though. It could have been, you know, I feel like she wanted to go. I feel like they want to move forward. I feel like it takes two people to want to move forward, and it looks like they...
Yeah.
Are in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that little shot we got of her booty coming out of the car.
Yes.
She has a banging body. I don't care how pregnant she is.
She does.
Yes.
And she's not the only one. Tamara was looking fantastic as well.
I noticed that when she was jumping on the pool chairs, you saw everything was intact. I can't wait to see the competition.
I'm really liking Tamara this season. I've always been a card-carrying Tamara fan. Like, just, she's classic OC. She's wonderful.
You don't think that she's using the crutch of just her big mouth and just doing that too much? I feel like that's a bit... Don't you feel like she's using it a little too much? She's still, like, igniting some fires.
Yeah, she's stepping into it.
Yeah, because now it's that whole not, like, I'm starting stuff to start stuff. Now it's like, oh, whoopsie, I didn't mean to start stuff, but I'm still starting stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still a fan of hers. Palm Desert, Merv Griffin Estate looked very nice. Like somewhere, like, I'd like to check out myself. It looked cool.
Yeah.
Very private, like, beautiful backyard. Again, the kids running everywhere, which is a little distracting, but...
Yeah, I like the house. Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. I was expecting, like, TV memorabilia or something for some reason. Like, rooms full of, I don't know what, props or things. Or at least some kind of artwork on the wall that indicates this guy's success.
Like some show posters.
And he possibly never even lived there or, you know, who knows. And this just belongs to his estate. But it was pretty funny hearing the ladies try to figure out who the heck he was.
Yes. It's true. I wonder what Alexis Bellino thought he would do.
Oh, that would have been a good one to hear.
Yeah. Just say it. Because isn't Cabo, you know, what would she say? Something from Mexico.
What did she mix up?
Cabo isn't Mexico. What was the other place? I don't know.
Some kind of a gaffe. Do you remember? Yeah. Yes.
Oh, someone leave us a comment below.
We missed those Alexis Maybe Bellino gaffes. I know.
Yes. Oh, I'm trying to think. Vicky is dating, we learned. She's got a stable of men that she's been rotating through. And then Tamara lists have a little list of goals that she puts together that these men have to have. No criminal record, must have a job, and good teeth.
Yes.
And I think teeth are important.
That was pretty horrifying to flashback to what Vicky was dealing with before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, normally I would say, oh, this was just a cutesy conversation. But several months ago in the tabloids and on the blogosphere, we saw that Vicky was photographed with a lot of different guys. And she was saying, I'm playing the field. And there were reports, oh, she's dating two different men. And
yes.
So
yes.
I think that's legit that she really did get out there and whip it up. And good for Brianna for supporting her in that, even though she didn't want to hear too many details.
Yes.
You know, she's waited for a long time to be able to have this relationship back with her mom. So it's just, I just love to see them together and being able to talk about who's Vicky is dating.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
And of course, seeing Michael back on the show. It's always nice. I mean, we don't get to dive into too much of what he's doing, but it's nice to see Vicky at home with her family. Brooks is now behind us, so... It's nice.
Yeah, and again, let's give some props to Michael, too, since I'm praising Brianna. You know, he, I think, smartly stays away. Like, we were even talking tonight, does he have a girlfriend? We don't know. If he does, he's smart enough to keep it off the show. So we like to hear what he's up to, though. I would like a little update.
Yeah, it's classic.
Give us a little juice,
because he used to be so heavily about the kids, too, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's... another person we've seen grow up on the show.
Yeah.
And it was Costa Rica as in Mexico. I had to look it up.
I had to look it up.
Just side note. Alexis, we'll leave you alone for the rest of the hour. But yeah, Vicky was upset that Shannon was throwing away their friendship. And I was a little bit, the woman had a vowel renewal and she's going away. Like she's, like leave her, like I don't think she's throwing it away about that. But then she said, you know, well, she wouldn't have come anyway. I don't know.
I still stand with, I don't think that their friendship is completely over. I think that they spent a lot of time together as friends. They have all these memories. Even though they've gotten conflict before, I still see a sit down between them two, a crying moment. It's just, for me, as much as Shannon's saying they're done and as much as Vicky's saying that they're done, I still feel like they're going to come back together. There's just too much there. There was too much of a good time. It's hard to find that type of relationship with another woman, especially, you know, how things are. So
yeah, and it's not like either one of them have turned into this evil, terrible woman that no one else can stand. Or, you know, obviously what Vicky did or didn't do was major.
Yes.
But I think that you're right that they can get past it. However, I was a little surprised that even Brianna isn't cutting Shannon a little slack on the time that it's taking her to forgive Vicky. You know, it's like, let's not forget that this all did happen and everyone was pretty upset about it and what Vic's put everyone through and put Vicky through. Yeah, I guess I still understand a teeny bit why Shannon is holding out, but I think it would be better for Shannon herself if she would stop.
It made sense for Vicky not to be at that vowel renewal. I mean, I just that if she would have been there, it would have just the attention would have been in the wrong place. And, you know, it made sense for them not to invite both her and Megan for sure.
Oh,
I mean,
Shannon and.
And Kelly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because then it would be very production driven if they happened to be there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, why would they ever, and like, for any purpose, be at that hotel?
For sure. Yeah. And stay tuned to our news and gossip segment to find out what Vicky thinks about being excluded from the ceremony.
Oh, well, we know Brianna wasn't happy that her mom wasn't there. She made that comment.
Yeah, I was surprised at her. I just thought she was always the one who was the most suspicious and the most angry, and just that she's usually so reasonable, I would expect her to at least understand.
Yes. Yeah. You know? I agree. Especially something so personal. You can't really question why you were invited to something like that.
Yeah.
It's going to take time, but there better not be. I don't want to see Tamara Judge at their, you know, their meeting together. It needs to be between Shannon and Vicky, that's it.
Yeah.
We don't need a third person that's going to be there.
True. That's
no
true.
Buffer.
Yeah, we don't need a buffer
that's
with them.
That's true. Well, Vicky said that she feels bad for David, and he's going to pay for that affair forever and ever, for years to come, I think she said. So
that was kind of a shady comment.
I want everyone
to stop talking about it. Like, now,
I know.
In my eyes, he has redeemed himself, and I think if he has redeemed himself to his wife, which she keeps saying, that everybody else should just let it go. I'm done. I'm sick of hearing about it. Story I think it put a damper on the vow renewal ceremony, and she's over it. He's over it. Let's all get over it.
Yeah.
Well, Heather and Terry had a scene where they talked about his still missing in action fatherhood and how he's now the daughter Max is sending him photos of empty chairs, and he says, "Well, within the next 2 or 3 months, things are going to lighten up, and then I'll be home on weekends and at night." And she's like, "Well, I've heard it all before, but I've seen no action. This guy is a constant workaholic. I don't know how you break that cycle."
Yeah.
I really
hope that Terry, you know, makes time for the kids. And I know that that's something that he wants to do. I mean, being so busy doing Botched and all the other things that he's doing, it really is, it's a priority. And I hope that he makes it a priority. Actions speak louder than words. And I know Heather wants that as well. So I'm hoping that everything turns around.
Yeah, but you know, what Heather didn't say in this conversation is kind of what really stood out to me. She seems just as torn as Terry does. She's trying to encourage him to be a better father, but she's not saying, "I can live without this or that if you work less." She literally, even the expression on her face and the fact that the conversation just sort of died between them about it, you know, she's not asking him to work less and make less money really either. You know what I mean? So I think this is something that's difficult for both of them and something that obviously a lot of people can relate to. I mean, I wouldn't know what to tell them.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds easy. Spend more time with your kids. Well, sure. Well, what about the big house we're building? And what about the show and obligations? You know? Mm-hmm.
I think they have to move to LA and just start their life all over so they don't have to be that far away.
No driving.
Yeah. To not be away from the offices and from whatever they're doing.
Save a lot of time.
Sell the house and just move out to LA. And I think their relationship might be a lot better if they were to live in LA.
But, and then we could run into them all the time. Yes. I like this idea, Thomas.
Yes. I ran into him once at Eddie, actually, but he was just hanging out.
Oh, really?
Where did you guys run into each other?
A reception. I was there for like an interview.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get any information, and no one needs to come after me. I just physically saw the man, saw Nini too, and I ran the other way.
Oh, hey.
Please.
It was a big day, Eddie.
No interest
in seeing
her. I
worked there for like 2.5 years, never really saw anybody.
No interest in seeing her. Do you know she's broke? Do you know she owes like millions
to
the IRS?
I've been reading that. Girl, better get back on those Atlanta housewives.
Uh-oh. Yep. I don't like anyone that isn't humble, so you get what you get. Anyway, let's move on. So Kelly says that she doesn't like the hierarchy. Is that how did she say it?
She did. She said, "Someone thinks that she's on a hierarchy than me."
Yes. She's referring to Heather, naturally.
That busts me up so bad. Kelly, tell us a bit about how you're educated.
I know.
I know that sounds bitchy, but
oh. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Okay. Just look it up in the dictionary. I won't spell it out for you, but just look it up, and you'll see the mistake that you made, and I'm sure you won't make it again.
I think she's trying too hard to have a feud with Heather. I mean,
I totally agree.
Stop. You know, like, there's really nothing there to, like, hang on to.
No, you're never going to bait Heather Dubrow like she was able to do with the other ladies.
Yes.
Heather Dubrow is never going to swear back at you. You know, she's never going to talk behind your back. She will say what she has to say to your face. I mean, it's just, it's not going to work. It's a poor choice of someone to try to get into it with.
And then the cell phones came out, the text message that Heather didn't reply to with an emoji with the tongue out.
I was living for that moment.
What would you make of that? I feel like Thomas is very plugged in, like, what would you make of something like that if you got that text message plus that emoji?
With that kind of response, I would just not respond to it, you know? I don't feel like it's coming from a sincere place. If you really want to reach out to me, then you would probably have to give me a phone call and, you know, maybe we can set up some time to hang out. But if we're going to apologize or do anything over the phone, it definitely has to be a phone conversation and an in-person, you know?
You sound like something Heather would say.
Yeah, I'm on it with Heather. That is exactly how I would do it.
Yeah, well, I can't get into these text messages because it's always like, you know, I mean, we will, but I feel like we went in Dallas, we went in deep, we read them all.
Yeah.
There's always some message that comes up, so...
You know, the ladies are so courageous when they're running their mouth and the champagne's flowing and they're angry. Yeah. But when it comes time for the next day to apologize, it is pretty cowardly to just shoot a little text, I would say.
And it also kind of gives, it's a way to just say you reached out. It's not really doing the action. So I think, Kelly, you should call next time and not send a text. But, you know, I'm on the fence about her now as we've gone. You know, I was so team Kelly. Now I'm seeing... You know, I don't really know.
Ah, the table switches up a little bit. Now we got Thomas on our side.
You know, I think it's just, you know, you're seeing more and more Heather bringing out the fact that every time we do see Kelly, it's a different Kelly. I mean,
it is.
You know,
yeah.
I feel bad. She does say that she needs to work on her anger issues, and I get that. But, you know, she's really not doing herself any favors by just lashing out. And I'm hoping we're not going to see that. But with her, you never know.
Well, Heather says that Tamara told her, we saw this in the flashback, at this point, but Heather says that Tamara told her that they were making fun of her after she left the party. When Heather left that sushi dinner, we all saw the
imitation. I'm giving her a pass for the imitation because I'm giving her just a little bit of a pass because I know her feelings were hurt and, you know, Heather was kind of being like, I'm here, you're here, go out. So for her to make fun of her, I guess we can let that slide because when people are in the moment, you're just kind of like, okay, I get it. But you know what I mean? I give that a pass. If it was another situation where it was just a fresh moment and then they were talking, you know, crap about each other, then I'd be like, okay, that's kind of messed up. But she was heated at that moment.
Yeah, I won't give a full pass. I guess I see both sides of this, but I think if Kelly was indeed so horrified by her behavior that night, and so horrified immediately, that she definitely wouldn't have been sitting there making fun of Heather afterwards. So I think it's just an indicator that she's going to continue that kind of behavior.
That's true, because that behavior was after she apologized to Shay when she was walking out of the bathroom. So it's like at that point, she was like, I don't use those words. Like, I'm sorry, you're not. She didn't say you're not a C word. Like, that's a way to really
bring it around.
That's
what every girl wants to hear.
Yes, yes. then Ryan pops in, Brianna's husband. And that was kind of a nice moment, a break in all of this. Again, the only real human on the show. And I just like seeing them.
For sure. And you know what? Her, like, delayed reaction at first. Yeah. I was like, but does she see him? Like, what's going on? But I think it was relief. I just think, too, like my husband and I, he works in another state. We spend a lot of time together, too. And I think when that person is finally just there and to see her boys run up to him, it's probably just like, oh, God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like, you're not, it's not even about him at that moment. It's about you, like, being like, I'm so relieved that you're here. You're finally here. Thank God. Yeah. It's about me. Oh, wait, yes, you're here. Yay, you. But really me.
Yeah, I believe it. Yep.
But these are the key moments that you see Vicky really shine. I mean, you know, people drew her out to be this horrible person last year for whatever it is that she did and what she didn't do. But, you know, when it comes to family, it's like undeniable that she's 1,000%, you know, wanting to just be that mom. And that's what Vicky does best, you know. She's just a really true, she's just a great mom.
Yeah, I love me some Vicky.
Yeah.
I don't really hate any of these ladies. There's always one that I'm like, but no, I like all of them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Kelly has to earn her way, but she's there.
It's all kind of confusing with her, you know? She's not, like, all these women are very straight with how they run their lives, their households, everything. I feel like with Kelly, it's more listing all the things that she does, but we don't really see it.
We haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
true. Like, we haven't seen her at work, which, you know, she doesn't have a job, but, like, you know what I mean, we haven't, like, seen her out and about. Like, we've seen Tamara, like, prepping for her competition. Vicky was always working.
I definitely see Andy bringing her back for the next season. I would actually be upset if she wasn't, because there's so many, and maybe it was a strategic thing, but it's just she's made so many problems with so many of the cast members that to not bring her back would be a mistake.
Yeah, this ain't getting wrapped up in the rest of this season.
Yeah. Well, Tamara's been talking about planning Eddie's birthday party at Glamis Canyons or something like that. And Heather is scared to bring her son. Apparently, this is how it's presented to Kelly. She thinks that Kelly's going to go off and say something and start swearing in front of the kids. And she doesn't want any cussing in front of children. And Kelly says, well, I would never do that. I don't. You've seen my daughter. You've met my daughter. I would never do that. Then she says that she doesn't have to explain herself, but she went on for the next two scenes explaining just that.
Which I think she shouldn't have. She does have to explain herself after her behavior.
Yeah. This is what you get. I mean, if your actions are going to be that cray, you are going to have to deal with the fact that people aren't going to want to chill with you. I mean, who wants to hang around and be around somebody that's just like a loose cannon all the time? So I think Heather has every right to feel the way that she feels. And I feel like Kelly's on the defense because I feel like she's embarrassed about her behavior. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, she doesn't know how to handle what's going on and, you know, the real truth about what happened.
Yeah, but it's, hello, Kelly, it's not so outlandish for the ladies to be suspicious that you're going to fly off the handle again. Yeah. Like, it's worth a question. It's not so crazy.
Yeah, it's worth a question. Then she starts going a little bit in about Heather. She says it's the silent ones that are the weak ones. Did you catch that?
Yes.
I'm like, okay. but if you don't have a problem with her, then what are you saying, Alyssa? If you have nothing to explain...
You know, I don't think usually in situations like Housewives, you usually join the person, but I don't see a joining between Heather and Kelly where they're going to become close friends. So I feel like Kelly's trying to find her own lane. Mm-hmm. It's more like, I see you, you see me, we're cool, but we're not going to be like hanging out on the
regular. Like Megan and Vicky, sort of?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's like a line. So I feel like as long as Kelly just keeps working on herself and keeps finding her placement, she won't have to feel threatened by Heather because it's clearly looking like she's threatened by Heather and what Heather has going on, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm. And in classic Heather fashion, she explains that she is not mad. She's just concerned for her behavior, which we like that.
Yeah, of course.
Classy.
Megan arrives and she brings some gifts for the birthday girl, Vicky herself. Maybe we can give Vicky the beauty con box.
Oh yeah, we would have a gift for Vicky, and we want to tell you all about it. Thank you to our sponsor, Beauty Con. This is a subscription box, the Beauty Con box, which could be delivered to your door. Each season, each box is curated by your favorite beauty gurus. Guys, you will pay $30 for this, and it is over $150 worth of product. Plus, you can save $20 if you sign up for the annual plan.
They say that's the way to go. You pay up front, then you get a surprise each season in the mail.
Yes. Yep. Yes, and there's a seasonal payment plan as well where you can still pay each month for the box and the shipping costs. And we are giving you 20% off. You are welcome. Use the code BOXBUZZ for 20% off your subscription. Right now, they've got some really cool things in the box. Redken sea salt spray.
Nice.
We're all about that for the summer. Gives you some beachy wave textured hair. That's right. This would be perfect for these ladies. Smashbox brow. That is a very, very expensive product and one that I'm sure you all would love to try. Candy Johnson's go-to brow product. You can also get the NYX Ombre Lip Duo in Peaches and Cream for that bright pop of color for summer. Check out BeautyCon Box right now and do not forget that Box Buzz code for 20% off.
Beauty,
I love me some beauty products.
Yes.
BeautyCon.com/box. Check it out.
Oh, yeah, that's important. There
you go. Yes. Well, what else is going on in the OC is that Tamara, Heather, and Kelly have the sit down. They had a sit down at, what is this? The what location is this?
They might as well just rename this place the Real Housewives crap, where crap goes down.
At least once a season, we go to this deck. It's gorgeous and beautiful. It's on Laguna. It's that big deck right on the beach with the waves. I know at least once or maybe twice, Tamara's apologized to Vicky and vice versa here. So it's like classic OC. I love it. And so what happens? Kelly and Heather, they just kind of sit down awkwardly. And yeah, they just don't have any interest in each other. They have no, it's like Thomas, like you said, like they're just not going to be in the same circle.
Yeah.
It's Bravo, not going to happen.
Bravo had me tricked though, because I definitely thought it was just going to be the two of them. And then to see Tamra, of course, the camera angle, you got to, you know, yeah. I was really, I was kind of disappointed. I wanted the two women to hash it out. I don't think that they needed Tamra there to have this conversation.
No.
I was a little concerned when Kelly showed up that she had her like Beyonce bodysuit on underneath a sweatshirt with like a fedora. I was like, have we been drinking already? What's going on here?
That's funny.
I was concerned.
Yes.
And then
yes.
when she ordered the Perrier, even more concerning. Does she know there's not liquor in there?
Yes.
Like, is she already confused? I didn't know what to think at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, Heather says that she's going to lay it out. And that she says that she felt that she was suffocating in vulgarity. At the sushi dinner. It sounds so crazy that I'm saying it.
That. Yeah.
That is so Heather Dubrow.
She's so on point.
Yes. That is so, like, so condescending. It's just, that is a phrase of beauty.
You're speaking on a higher level.
Yeah, yes. That's all the things that Kelly cannot stand.
Yes.
That comment definitely put Heather on a hierarchy from Kelly.
I love it. Yes. Well, Kelly says that the whole thing was a nightmare and she was ashamed. I don't really believe that she was that ashamed by all that. She seems to, in Palm Desert, she was kind of, she was defending herself.
She's proud of herself.
She goes back and forth.
So it's
very, very quickly.
Who knows which Kelly's showing up to Palm Desert, the sushi dinner, this event, which Kelly's being thrown in the pool. We don't know. So Heather asks why Kelly imitated her after she left. And that Kelly just says that it was just, I don't know, what did she say? That she, I don't even remember
more of
what
these,
she
just
said.
These excuses, the rolling ball of, well, when you attack me, I was really upset.
Yeah.
I was mad. And
exactly. I was in
the
moment. I was
crap.
Emotional.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
Those are those moments, though, in like relationships and friendships where you can't take them back. You know, even though she did apologize and then now, like, 2 seconds later, she is making fun of her. I mean, you can't trust those people. It's like, you can say, oh, we're cool, everything's fine. But at the end of the day, you know how that feels. And you know that they're just not going to be cool like that. It's not going to work out.
I'm getting flashbacks.
That's a good point.
I'm getting flashbacks to Season 1, Beverly Hills Housewives, the psychic dinner when they were making fun of the girls at the table after they left. Yes, mainly the psychic, but Camille was there with that Cheshire grin, my girl, the best of the best.
That was
classic
the best
television.
Episode.
Yes,
people.
The best
classic.
Of the best. So I just think, like, when people leave the room, it's classic Housewives, but it's just, you know, when a huge dramatic dinner like that, and then the kind of when the dust settles afterwards, it's the best part.
Yeah.
That's why we cover these shows. At least that's why I'm here.
We're here for it.
Patiently awaiting the return of Camille Grammer.
Yes.
But, so what else happened over here? Tamara's in the middle, and Heather denies that she had any reservations about bringing her son to Glamis, yet she did say that, and that message was passed from Tamara to Kelly, so of course Kelly kind of called her out about it, but she denied it.
This is a classic telephone Tamara catastrophe.
Yes.
So we saw that what Heather said, I believe exactly, was, I don't want my son exposed to that.
Mm-hmm.
Still pretty harsh, but absolutely understandable. But it definitely got exaggerated to Kelly.
It's always exaggeration on these housewife shows. It's just, they stretch the truth, and I feel like a lot of the women use, if it wasn't exactly what they said, I didn't say it.
Yes.
That's always, just housewives.
Direct quotes. Yeah. Yes, has to be direct quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she said flat out, I didn't say that. Well,
but again, she's justified, and again, Kelly acting like, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Well, when, has Heather ever been in a situation with you that didn't end with you drinking too much and saying things that were rude? No.
Well, Kelly breaks down into tears at this moment, and she says that it's not her personality. She's not going to swear in front of kids, and her behavior can all be blamed on the alcohol.
You know what? Tamara was saying, she doesn't think before she speaks, and I believe that. You just, anything goes with Kelly, and I think the later the season goes, the more she's starting to realize that the women are starting to pick up on her behavior. She's building this reputation. You know, she's going through the motions in this season, and I think the crying, I feel like that's genuinely her being upset at her behavior, but it's almost like the damage is done. It's signed, sealed, and delivered, and going to be talked about at the reunion.
Yeah, I agree. Like, even in this sit down with Heather, is there really anything that Kelly could say to make the situation better? Is there really any apology she could make that would justify all of this? Even as Shannon has said, she attacked me 3 different times in a row in 1 week. I think she might be too far gone. I would love to see her redeem herself.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah. I'm seeing like a Kim Richards situation where it's just, you know, you never know what is going on with her. And, you know, and I love Kim Richards, but I just feel like we're seeing more this repeated behavior every single time. You never know what's going on with her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, she blames it on the alcohol like many former housewives have. She just says she's very emotional and she apologizes and they kind of all agree to have fun on this upcoming trip. So who knows what twist and turn will be coming up next.
Yeah, I'm here for it. So we'll
see. Oh, yes. We wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yes. So before we get into, let's get into some news and gossip.
Let's do it. Yes. Yeah. Since I made the people wait before. Sorry about that, guys. All right. What is Vicki Gunvalson saying about being left out of Shannon and David's renewal ceremony? She is, quote, livid. Vicki is livid after being left out, and she is determined to get revenge.
Ooh, really?
Maybe that's right. Even though she says she reportedly thinks that the whole thing was ridiculous in the first place, she's still mad about not getting invited. And reportedly, the tensions between she and Shannon, and actually amongst all of the cast, are quite high right now because they're starting to wonder who's going to be in and out for next season.
Yeah.
That's already affecting the ladies. Meanwhile, an update on Lori Peterson's son. Remember, our former Real Housewife of Orange County. Her son Josh is facing 4 new additional charges in his attempted murder case, including hit and run, resisting arrest, and battery. He, meanwhile, maintains his innocence and has pled not guilty. He's admitting that he was using at this time and that he was under the influence, but we finally have a bit of an explanation from him about what went down that night. He's saying that he was at this location at some point and had a prior altercation with some people at this place and then left and never returned. Someone did come back, shot up the house, and that he's saying he's just sort of being made guilty by association at this point.
Yeah.
So we'll see as that trial continues to play out. One more little tidbit, some happy news from Shannon. Shannon acknowledges that she's gained a little bit of weight. I don't see it, but apparently people have been kind of taking her to task about it on social media. She says it's a lot. Like, she quote said, "I have gained a lot of weight," which is kind of crazy, but she attributes this to being happy in her relationship, going out to dinner and drinks with David. And actually, she will be live Facebooking her workouts 3 times a week with Dr. Tim. Yeah, so you guys make sure you check those out on Facebook Live. She says she likes to do it with the fans and hear their success. She's done it before, and she said people were tweeting me they lost 8 pounds, 13 pounds, 17 pounds. So good for her. And if you all need a little bit of motivation, tune into her Facebook page.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds good. That's all we got for news and gossip.
That's what we got.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
You know, it's funny since you ask. On the big episodes where there's like a lot of drama, then all the ladies get interviewed by all the tabloids the whole week, and there's a lot of news. This week there wasn't a lot to go off of. So, you know, I can always tell when the housewives are hot.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Well, we're coming back from the Olympics. Things are heating back up.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yes. Well, that'll wrap things up for us. Just to cover my ass, that little E story was from years ago. None of those sightings make any difference on any upcoming projects or anything like that. It's for the full company.
Oh, hell, you want to hear some crap that I saw when I worked there? Tweet me. I'll tell you everything.
I can't say anything. That reception was for the whole company anyway, so it's not like they're there just for that. I just have to say that just to cover my ass, because things are good.
Ryan Seacrest Productions is there, too.
Yes, a lot of things. So that'll do it for us. You guys can keep up with us all over social media. Christy, where can we find you? What are you doing?
Oh, well, I would love it if everybody would subscribe to my YouTube channel at Christy Reports and follow me on... Sorry, I got flustered because of the wrestling stuff. You guys don't care about that. I'm doing a lot of stuff, but you guys won't really care too much. So just follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Christy Reports. And please send me any Housewives news. I love it. Squeeze the juice.
What's up, everybody? Follow me at Thomas Relina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And in my podcast, I'm coming back. I've been moving. I have no internet. Thank you, AT&T. Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. And you can find me here at AfterBuzz talking Jersey Housewives. So check us out on that. Nice. That'll do it for us. We'll be back next week with this big trip. Things going over in the desert and sand going everywhere. We'll be back.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.